Yes.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show, live on Wednesday, January 24th, 2023. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's great to be with you tonight, wherever you may be tuning in from, however you may be accessing the program. And I am honestly very grateful that you've chosen to tune in to the program tonight that you may receive from the Lord. Because ultimately, I want you to receive something from the Lord. Mm-hmm. And God, and you know what? You know what I feel? God's got a miracle for you. God's got a miracle with your name on it.
Yeah.
You believe in God for a miracle? He's got a miracle for you.
That's right.
And we didn't name this the Miracle Man by accident.
Right.
When me and Preacher got together, we didn't just sit there and say, we think the Miracle Man name might be kind of cool. We didn't say, which it was, yes, it is cool. It's awesome. We love it. And all that, yippee, yay, yay, and all that. That's great. But we didn't just do it because we thought it was something that sounded cool. We did it. We named it that because guess what? I've seen so many miracles in my life. And I've started to even think of, like, you know, when I was in Florida, like, what are some things, you know, that are still miracles? Like, areas in, like, which you found that you had, like, this kind of God favor, you know? But, you know, like, and that you can credit it, that it was a God thing. And one example that I think of is like this, is when we were on Saturday, you know, getting ready to fly back here to Michigan, a couple of our suitcases were over by a couple pounds, but they decided not to charge extra for it and instead, like, kind of more or less combine it or whatever, you know. They decided to be real nice about it. And we figured that was by the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't just sit there and charge us. They could have said, been sticklers and been like, all right, hand over your money. You know, your suitcase is overweight and you gon' pay. you know, but like it's over the weight limit and you gon' pay the price for it. Thankfully, they didn't do that. I think that was by the grace of God that they didn't charge us. You know, and then when we got to see those alligators and also those dolphins,
yeah,
that was
awesome.
That was honestly, you don't take something like that for granted.
Mm-hmm. Sure don't.
You know, because there might be people who might take who might be from there and might take walks or something a lot and end up seeing them a lot, but still shouldn't take it for granted. You shouldn't.
Little gifts.
These little gifts from God, you know,
and like
even things like that, you can count on as miracles and blessings and you know, things like that. Or even it could be something like you go to buy your coffee in the morning or something, and you get up there to pay for it, and you find that it's already been paid for.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that happen before, like at McDonald's, like with a Coke even.
How fun.
And you get up there, you know, when you're about to pay, and you go, someone already paid for it. Did it, you know, you know, some people will call it a pay it forward. I call it favor. I mean, now pay it forward is an awesome thing. You remember when pay it forward was a big thing, a little over 10 years ago, and that was like a big thing. That was I don't want to say the VIRUS word, but around here at least to a degree it went viral.
Yeah.
And it was because of that one kid who had died, and then the pay it forward.
Oh yeah.
Thing came out of that. And I remember even we were at my Uncle Jerry's once, you know, and we heard him mentioning it, like, to my grandpa, I believe. And grandma was still with us at the time, so I'm sure she heard it too. But,
yeah.
But yeah, we were there, and it was mentioned. And in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I know about Pay It Forward. Because this was around, like, you know, late December 2012, just after Christmas, and I heard him mention it, you know. And of course, I didn't butt in. I didn't say a word, but I'm thinking, you know, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I know about that.
And then it happened to you.
Yep, I did. And I had, in the South, a couple big malls in the South, I had it happen where workers said, you know what, it's on the house.
Nice.
Because on both of those cases, I had just found my car. I spent like 30 seconds or a minute or so looking for it. In both cases, I had just found it. And the worker goes, you know what, it's on the house.
God worked on their heart.
Yep.
Worked through them.
Like, I don't know if they thought I lost my car or what, but, you know, they're like, you know what, it's on the house. And I'm like, and I'm thinking in my mind, you know what, that's favor. Mm-hmm. Because even though I have had found my card in both cases and was about to pay, so, like, and they say it's on the house, you know, you don't want to refuse the blessing. You don't want to refuse the blessing, you know. You take it. You receive it. Because what if God had a healing for you and you decided, oh, I don't need it?
Yeah.
When your body could be aching like crazy and telling you, you do need it.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, it's great to have the favor of God upon you. And I'm not just talking about parking spot favor, even though that's cool when you get it.
Yeah.
You know, like when you it could be like around here we joke and we can joke in a place like this, we can joke and be about and tease and be like it's favor means we got a closed parking spot. In a big city, that could mean you find a parking spot that has a thing on it in front of it, maybe, that says free,
mm-hmm.
or it says pay for, and it's a closed one.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, that's favor, man.
Hey.
And you're like a closed parking spot. Now, 20 years ago, I would have said, like, that's a closed parking spot on a weekend near Christmas. Still that way now, though, especially at these very big malls.
Yeah.
In some of these very big metropolitan areas, even in Detroit, even in the big mall there, I don't mean even, like, I just say even because, like, it's less than 2 hours from my house.
Mm-hmm.
But still is a really big metro area, but, like, there, you know, one of the malls there I go to a lot, and it'll be busy on weekends, and like, and I'll go in there. And when I talk about being busy, though, I actually love it when it's like that. Honestly, I do.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it means, you know, people are out, you know, and it really is good, you know, when you go to a mall on one of these weekends or even weekdays around Christmas or whatever, and you see a good amount of people there. It's not only good for, you know, short term for the economy, like for the day or whatever. It's good because that means people are still going out into stores and they're not, because, you know, if all these stores and that close down, and then you start seeing vacancies in these plazas and that, then over time that makes it become like suddenly, you know, ghost town, abandoned neighborhoods and all that.
Definitely.
Which can lead to more, in these desolate parking lots and what have you, there can be more crime, there can be more, you know.
Yeah, so joy in gathering and seeing people living and doing
that. Yeah, like,
and sometimes,
you know, that when they're occupied and they're supporting it, you know, it helps keep, to a degree, I think it kind of helps keep certain crime away, honestly.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, a lot of these high crime neighborhoods that I've heard of, I didn't say all, but a lot of them have a lot of vacancies. A lot of them will have, you know, a lot of vacant homes.
Yep.
And things like that. And people will go in there and do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, it's not good. It's not good.
Nope.
You say, how do you know it's not good? Common knowledge. I never went in any of these places.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what a bad neighborhood is, but I don't. Never been in one of these places, you know. I've never lived in a bad neighborhood or anything, but, you know, sometimes you can just sort of tell.
Yeah.
There are just things where you can just kind of tell. And in Michigan, it's not just roads that having pavement that's super bumpy. We have that all over the state.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have that all over Michigan, and we have a governor who promised that she was going to fix the doggone road. And about that, I would say, well, trying. But sometimes in the summer in some places, you feel like you have to fight tooth and nail to get through because there's so much construction.
Oh, yeah, always.
Sometimes, right now, it's feeling like it sometimes. I mean, the one nice thing about winter is you're not having to dodge construction barrels.
Right.
The one nice thing. That's it.
I think you found the one nice thing.
Now, if we could just keep snow on roads for the rest of the season, being that Christmas came and went, you know, and that, if we could just keep snow off.
It's melting. It's going.
If we could just keep it off forever. I don't want to.
We
got back from Florida. And people, you know, the kids, they were saying they loved the snow and they wanted to keep seeing it and all that. And I'm like, really? And then to one of the kids, I'm like, you know, let's go back to Florida.
Right. Yay.
She's got, and the one first reason I said that was because I didn't like how cold I felt right after I got off the airplane. I was walking up the jet bridge. Number two, because one of the kids said they loved the snow and all that. And I'm like, you know what? Let's go back to Florida.
We got to go back.
I'm saying, I was joking, but still, you know, I'm thinking,
yeah, some people love it. Some people just do.
Well, they just love the snow and won't be afraid to admit it, even when they get off a trip right once they land from Florida.
Right.
And then,
am I hearing this right?
I'd be like, really, I get it. Maybe you've been gone from home for a week and you're ready to go back, but really? You want the snow?
Right.
I'd be thinking, we went to Florida to try to get away from some of this cold and snow. And now you want it back, you know? And that, I didn't say this, but in my mind, I'm like, you know, like, you know, I, you know, sometimes kids want a little bit of everything at once, but if they're like senior citizens or something, then I'd be thinking, well, maybe you just shouldn't have came with us then, maybe.
If you like it that much.
Then maybe just stay home.
If you like it.
If you really like it that much, just stay home.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of us are going to go down and are going to go down and have a good time.
Yeah.
I'll be like, don't need the negativity. You know, don't need that. All that negativity is like, because in a way it almost it's almost like as if they would have could have been saying, I wish it could snow here, you know? And I'd be thinking, well, in Florida, you don't really get snow all the time in the winter.
At least you got to go away from it for a while.
At least you get...
And it's melting and it's going away.
Yeah, but now can I have 75 degrees, please?
Yeah.
Yes. Knowing that because it's January,
yeah.
I have to wait until March to have it based on even record highs. But by record highs, I mean observed record highs. Which in March we've had observed record highs in the 80s. But notice these are not average everyday highs by any means. They're record highs.
That could be possible.
And yay!
Yes.
Because we need the warmth. But you know what else, listeners, for those of you who snowbirds or what have you. You know, we can always have the warmth of Jesus in our hearts.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go. And as for the white as snow thing, Jesus washed our sins white as snow.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
He did. And
that's the joyous, best thing you can ever possibly imagine.
People with boom, I can see where someone might say, well, what about yellow as sun? Well, that would be inaccurate because he washed us white.
Yes.
He didn't wash us yellow or red.
White as snow.
White as, you know, that white stuff that's outside that I don't want to see anymore this season because most of it up here that we've gotten this year has been so sloppy as opposed to being
fluffy.
Man, it's been so sloppy.
Uh-huh.
And after feeling it again, I'm like, did I miss it when I got back? No. I mean, I might miss people, but did I miss the snow? No. Would I miss it if it was at Christmas? Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Because at Christmas we love it.
Yes.
But if it's not Christmas, then the snow's not the same.
Right.
And that's why, you know, for Christmas is when we need the snow. And we had a white Christmas. I mean, we did not have a white Christmas. Down in Florida, they have a white Christmas every year.
Mm-hmm.
If you're by the beach, if you're by a beach where there's white sand, like clear water, you have a white Christmas every year. And you don't have to sing, I'm dreaming of a white. Instead it's, we're going to have another white Christmas this year.
Yeah.
The other season where it's warm and clear. There ain't no snow. We got sand beneath our toes. And it's going to be another white Christmas this year. Let it go. Let it blow. Let it blow. Yeah, give me sand under my toes. Snow. That'd be me for you. It would. You know. Clear water somewhere, like that, with sand instead of snow, because then, you get guaranteed a white Christmas and you don't have to dream about it.
There you go.
But anyhow, and so later I am going to make, I'm going to make my prediction for that big Lions game that is on Sunday I'm not even going to tease it as to what it might look like because the reason why I'm not going to tease it for right now necessarily is because I'm not going to say which it's going to be.
Okay.
You'll know what it is, listeners, when I make it. You'll know what it, you'll know what it is. And I'm not even going to say how I feel about it because, you know, at this minute, because at this second, it is meaningless.
Yeah.
But I do want to remind you about, you know, the stuff that I try to remind you about every time we do an episode. Do you see my phone?
I do not. 651.
Do you see it? Can you find my phone?
Mm-mm.
Every night that I do a show, I try to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life. It's the story of how great God has been and how he's been.
Yay! We found it.
And how he's always been there for me. And you can go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com. Again, that is riversofmiracles.com. RIVERS ofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and how it can be a blessing for you. Because honestly, I want you to read it. I really want you to get that book in your hand. I do. And if you really believe in for a miracle and you go, Miracle Man, I'm desperate. You know, read that book.
Yeah.
Open it. Read it. And receive from it. Receive from God what you're believing for God to do in your life. And, you know, God wants to help you. He really does. He loves you. He loves all of us. He loves all the people of the world. He said, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the children of the world. And by the way, he didn't put an age limit on that. He didn't say, unless you're 20 or unless you're 18 or whatever, then you can't even be part of my, you know, you,
nope.
And there's nothing where it says, I'm an adult of God. I am God's grandpa. I am God's grandpa. Nope. You can never be God's grandpa. Nope. I'm a child of God.
Yes.
Forget the I'm God's grandpa, you'll never be that. Ever.
Always be his child.
You will always be his child. You'll always be his child, and I know the I'm my own grandpa. That's from back way back.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's from like the 50s or the 30s or 40s or.
I don't know.
First time I had it was on one of these silly song cassette tapes, that you could. I'm sure you had some of those from like the 80s, right?
Yes, I did. I loved.
Some of those silly song ones, so like that might have had different things on them.
Oh, yeah.
Those were big in like the 80s and the 90s.
So cool.
And like there was different ones I had even that were from, you know, that were from the 1990s, and they would have the different songs on them. And,
yep.
But anyhow, you know, regardless of that, you will never be God's grandpa or grandma, ever. Hey. As for you being your own grandma or grandpa, that's for you to decide how you feel about that. I might sing it and laugh about it or whatever, and I think it's funny, but obviously in real life, you can't be your own grandma or grandpa. I mean, it's just a silly song. I imagine that's why it was on one of those cassettes that I had, is that had other silly songs on it. From like, you know, 97, 98. It's one of those. But because some of what's on there is just that. Silly songs. you know, and they're meant to be funny.
Yep.
Some of you adults, some of you adults, whatever you want to call it, some of you adults need to remind yourself how to laugh.
Yes.
Cause some of y'all might have not laughed since you were, I don't know, 12.
Right. Joy, man.
You know, you got to get the joy of the Lord in you.
Yes, we're his kids.
Especially in the day that we live in. It's going to take some joy.
Yes.
You're going to need some joy, and you can't let God steal your joy. And actually, you can't let the devil steal your joy. God gives us joy. I don't know what, but you cannot let what's going on steal your joy. The devil would love to steal your joy.
Because then you're not praising him. You're like, ugh.
He would love to just see you go,
ugh. Uh-huh.
Ugh. Everything comes, ugh. You're a dick. He would love that.
Yes, he would.
But guess what? We got the joy of the Lord
in
us. Yeah. And you can go online to riversofmiracles.com and buy that book and let it be a blessing. The other thing I want to remind you about real quick is about the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. And when you get on PayPal, you will see a search bar. In that search bar, you know what it says, you know, type a name, type what you want to sell into. Rivers Shukla is what you'll type. Rivers. R-Y-V-E-R-S, the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind, if you would, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I would like you to keep in mind related to that, that's grammar related, the first R in Rivers, capitalized, as is the S in Shukla. So please make a note of that kindly. If you would, I appreciate it. And it's not up to me how much you give. It's not up to me. I'm not going to sit here and tell you how much you're supposed to give. That's between you and God. What you feel you're supposed to give. And I am very serious. No pressure. No pressure. I don't look for pressure gifts. If you're feeling pressure about it, keep it. If you're going to sit there and feel sorry you did it, sorry you gave after, keep it. Because don't feel sorry about it. This is good, because this is good ground. When you're sowing to this program, you're sowing good seed into good ground. This is good ground. It's not bad ground. Because, you know, we the story of, you know, the man, the parable of the farmer who goes out to sow his seed. Some fall along the path, birds come, eat it up. Others fall on rocky places, you know, and they end up getting choked. You know, other seed falls on thorns. But then the other seed is sown in the good ground, and it multiplied. It produced a crop, much more than what was sown. And so the verse I want to sow, want you to have in your mind as you sow a seed tonight, comes to us from John 3:16, where it says, "Therefore God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And God gave because he loved. God gave because he loved. That's why he gave. And if you love what the gospel has done in your life, You don't give for me. You give because you want, you know, you want to see God move on your behalf. And it's great to, when you're going to sow a seed, it's great to think in your mind, what is it that you're believing God to do in your life? What is it you're believing God for? And it's a great thing to be thinking about. And now I'm going to sing a couple of songs and then get into the word of the Lord, and I'm going to continue in Proverbs tonight, and then after that, you know, we'll talk about where you're at, and then, you know, at the end, I'll give you my prediction as to what I think is what I think is going to happen, and, you know, a couple of thoughts on it. I'll also give the AFC prediction on what will happen on that side. I'm gonna sing a couple of songs, like I said, and then get to the word of the Lord. There's a space in every beating heart. There's a love that reaches past us. There's an anchor for every heart. There's a name, and we will fix our eyes on the one who overcame. We are standing up on the one who breaks a chain. Love has a name. Love has a name. Jesus. Hope has a name. Hope has a name. Jesus. There's a joy, triumphs over tears. There's a laughter that wipes away all tears. There's a presence that changes atmospheres. There's a name, yeah. We'll sing that again. There's a joy that triumphs over fear. There's a laughter that wipes away all tears. There's a presence that changes atmospheres. There's a name, yeah. We will fix our eyes on the one who overcame, yeah. We will stand in awe of the one who breaks the chain, yeah. Love has a name. Love has a name. Jesus. Hope has a name. Hope has a name. Jesus. My victory has a name. My victory has a name. Jesus. Joy has a name. Joy has a name. Jesus. Oh, the name that's lifted up forever. The name that
shakes the earth and shakes the heavens. The hope for every heart, the Savior of the world, Jesus. The name that's lifted up forever. The name that shakes the earth and shakes the heaven. The hope for every heart, the Savior of the world, Jesus. My Jesus. We will fix our eyes on the one who overcame. We will stand in awe of the one who breaks the chain. Love has a name. Love has a name. Jesus. Hope has a name. Hope has a name. Jesus. My victory has a name. My victory has a name. Jesus. Joy has a name. Joy has a name. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you. I don't want to fear the storm. Only waves. I don't want to be afraid. I don't want to be afraid. I don't want to be afraid. Only waves. I don't want to be afraid. I don't want to be afraid. Oh, peace be still. You are here, so it is well. Even set my feet upon the sea. I am dancing in the deep. Peace be still. You are here, so it is well. Even when my eyes can't see, I will trust the voice that speaks. Oh. I don't want to fear the storm and be afraid when these are on the waves. I don't want to be afraid. I don't want to be afraid. I don't want to fear the storm. You are greater than its roar. I don't want to fear the storm. No, I don't want to fear the storm. Peace be still, you are here. Even when my eyes can't see, I will trust the voice that speaks. Peace be still, you are here, so it is well. Even when my eyes can't see, I will trust the voice that speaks. Peace. Peace overwhelm, yes. Peace, peace overwhelm, yes. Let faith rise up, O heart, be believe, let faith rise up in me. Let faith rise up, O heart, believe, let faith rise up in me. Let faith rise up, O heart, believe, let faith rise up in me. Oh, let faith rise up, oh, I believe, let faith rise up in me, yeah. Oh, let faith rise up, oh, I believe, let faith rise up in me, yeah. Let faith rise up, oh, I believe, let faith rise up in me. Peace be still, you are here, so it is well. Set my feet upon the sea. When I'm dancing in the deep, peace be still, you are here, so it is well. Even when eyes can't see, I will trust the voice that speaks. Peace, peace, overwhelm. Peace, peace, overwhelm. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Oh, the Lord turn, bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 The Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Oh, oh, oh. Amen. 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 May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, around you, within you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, and your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. 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 Yeah. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You are for us. If you are for us, who can be against us? Thank you, Lord God. Yeah. We know you are with us tonight, no matter what it is that we're facing. Yeah. You are with us. You bless us. Thank you, Lord God, that you have us in your hands. Yeah. You have us individually. You have our families. God, thank you, Master, for what you're doing in each and every one of us, for us, through us, in us. You know what we have need of. And I know, Master, that you are making a way for us.
Yeah.
Even when it seems like there is no way,
yeah,
you are making a way for us. And we know, and I know that it's true. I don't have to, we don't have to sit there and wonder, Lord. We know that you have us in your hand forever and ever, and that we don't have to be afraid. We can trust in you, Jesus. And I thank you for our time in the Word tonight. But these people have ears ready to hear, minds ready to receive, minds that are receptive. That there'll be those who do your word and don't just hear it, but decide to do nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord God, that every need represented on this program is met. Thank you for your miracle-working power tonight being made manifest in these people,
mm-hmm,
including myself. In the name of Jesus. Sorry, no. I wasn't at a loss of words. I was just taking a little sip of water. But anyhow, Matt, thank you, Lord Jesus, for
the
time in the Word. Thank you, Lord God, that every need is met. And I make my confession over this program. I thank you that sponsors come into this program, that finances come into this program. Most importantly of all, I mean, I also do thank you for listeners, more and more listeners coming, but most of all, I thank you for souls coming into your kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Many souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen.
Amen.
I want you to, if you've got your Bible, listeners, I want you to open up the Word of God to Proverbs chapter 20. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs chapter 20.
Got it.
I don't know what we would do without the Word of God.
Oh,
thank God for it.
Yes, thank you, Father.
And then a day like this, I don't know how we would quite navigate it.
Oh,
well,
no kidding.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And I even think about like how he talks about Jesus talks about what the last days will be like.
Yep. He tells us right here.
And I thank him for it. But
yeah.
Tonight we're looking at Proverbs 20, and I'm continuing on Proverbs.
Yay.
And then when I'm done with Proverbs, I'm gonna start something called Heroes of the Old Testament. Then I'm gonna go into Heroes of the New Testament. Which goes on to be, you know, the heroes, of the heroes. Like, why, in fact, were they heroes? What made them such heroes? So, I'm going to start with verse 1, Proverbs 20. Wine is a mocker, and beer a brawler. And some of your listeners might be like, well, Jesus drank wine. That's new wine that was about, that Jesus turned water into wine. That's the new wine. That's the Holy Spirit. That wasn't something you get at a bar, which, by the way, if you're born again, you shouldn't be there. You shouldn't be there drinking beer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need a reason as a Christian not to drink alcohol, this is it right here. Wine is a mocker and beer a brawler. Whoever is led astray by them is not wise. You know what that means? That alcohol will make you dumb. No, it's not going to be an... I didn't make this to make you mad. Listeners, no. We'll keep on reading. Verse 2. A king's wrath is like the roar of a lion. He who angers him forgets. He forfeits his life. Uh-oh. I've heard the word forfeit before, and it's not pretty. Forfeit. Oh, that means wins are taken away and all that. Verse 3. It is to a man's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel. A sluggard does not plow in season. So at harvest time, he looks but finds nothing. The purposes of a man's heart are deep waters, but a man of understanding draws them out. Many a man who claims to have unfailing love, or the way we read it nowadays, many people claim to have failing love. But who can find a faithful man? Verse 7. The righteous man leads a blameless life. Blessed are his children after him. Amen. I love that verse.
Mm-hmm.
I love that verse. Verse 8. When a king sits on his throne to judge, he winnows out all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have kept my heart pure, I am clean and without sin? Differing weights and differing measures the Lord
detests them both. Oh, don't be one of those who does that. Verse 11. Even a child is known by his actions, by whether his conduct is pure and right. Ears that hear and eyes that see, the Lord has made them both. Do not love sleep, or you will grow poor. What? What? I guess time to throw away your pillow. According to that verse. Okay, do not sleep, or you will grow poor. Stay awake, and you will have food to spare. It is no good. It's no good, says the buyer. Then off he goes and boasts about his purchase. Gold there is and rubies in abundance, but lips that speak knowledge are a rare jewel. Take the garments of one who puts up security for a stranger. Hold it in pledge if he does it for a wayward woman. Food gained by fraud tastes sweet to a man, but he ends up with a mouth full of gravel. Make plans by seeking advice. If you wage war, obtain guidance. A gossip betrays a confidence. So avoid a man who talks too much. If a man curses his father or mother, his lamp will be snuffed out in pitch darkness. An inheritance quickly gained at the beginning will not be blessed at the end. Do not say, I'll pay you back for this wrong. Wait for the Lord, and he will deliver you. The Lord detests differing weights and dishonest scales. Do not please him. A man's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand his own way? It is a trap for a man to dedicate something rashly and only later to consider his vows. A wise king winnows out the wicked. He drives the threshing wheel over it. The lamp of the Lord searches the spirit of a man and searches out his inmost being. Love and faithfulness keep a king safe. Through love, his throne is made secure. The glory of young men is their strength. Gray hair is the splendor of the old. Blows and wounds cleanse away evil, and beatings purge the inmost being. Let me see it. But we'll look at the first little bit of 21, and then I'll talk about this. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He directs it like a water course wherever he pleases. All
man's ways seem right to him. But the Lord weighs the heart. Did you catch that, listeners? God just said that he looks upon the heart. To do, verse 3, to do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked, are sin. The plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty. A fortune made by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor and a deadly snare. The violence of the wicked will drag them away, and they refuse to do what is right. The way of the guilty is devout. The way of the guilty is devious, but the conduct of the innocent is upright. It is better to live on a corner of the roof than to share a house with the quarrel or with the quarrelsome wife. There goes your roof verse that I was talking about, listeners. There you go. That's where we talk about that God has a sense of humor.
Yep.
I don't think God was necessarily telling us to, okay, that'll be my last verse. Now, because you think about this, folks. I don't think God meant for us to go up there and live on a roof. To go sleep on a roof. Because when you think about it, folks, that is foolish. And we've been reading verse after verse after verse after verse after verse the last few days, the last few times we've been reading the book of Proverbs, you know, about how God does not like people who are being fools. He does not like it when you're being a fool. So why would you want to go live up on your roof? Go sleep up on your roof outside. Nope. Shall fall. And it won't be pretty. If you're with God, you'll go to heaven early. The thing is, if you haven't accomplished all that God's called you to do, you don't want to go to heaven early. But these were what we talked about were comparisons, between the wicked, and righteous. And it talked about how God does not like, differing weights and measures, which, in other words, meaning being dishonest, he doesn't like that. Because it doesn't pay to lie. It really doesn't pay to lie. It doesn't pay to cheat. It doesn't pay to steal. It doesn't pay to bear false witness. It doesn't pay to gossip. It doesn't pay. Folks, sin does not pay. If you think it does, I have a word for you. It doesn't. This chapter that we went through tonight, this chapter and a little bit less than a half, should give you great reason why not to be living in sin. If you're living in sin, repent now. Well, when do I have to stop repenting? When you stop sinning. It's not that difficult. He said, oh, did he really say to repent? Yes, I did. It's a godly word. There's these churches that are people referred to as seeker sensitive. Oh, they're not secret sensitive. They're not secret sensitive to the Holy Spirit. They're not Holy Spirit sensitive. No, they want flesh.
Yep.
They're like flesh.
Yeah.
Flesh.
Tickle my ears. Make me feel good.
They're instead of tickle my ear, instead of tickle me Elmo,
tickle
me Paul.
Yeah.
Tickle my ear.
They don't want to hear repent because then they
tickle John. Here we go. Tickle John's ears. Like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tickle
him like him too.
They want to tickle my ears. They don't want repent. They want tickle.
It's one of the words that I don't hear much is repentance.
But I wish
we need to hear it more.
That I wish, you know, more preachers would be like mine and you know ours and the ones that I would say repent.
Repent for the kingdom of God is at hand.
You gotta repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yes.
And by the way, that repent word, it's not a cuss word. It's a fair word. You say, are you ashamed to use it? No.
No, it's our way out. He gives us a way out.
He gives us a way out. He gives us a way to freedom. And you know why he does that for us? Because he loves us.
Yeah.
He loves us. He doesn't want us to live in fear. He doesn't want us to live and be afraid. He doesn't want us to be like that. He wants us to trust in him. And not be given to all that, you know, to being wicked and living a wicked lifestyle.
Earthly pleasures.
And people have what they like on the earth. And I'm not saying you can't watch sports. I'm not saying, you know, you can't have your hobbies, your motorcycles, your cars, your.
As long as you don't put them above him.
Don't put them above him, though. And you said, are you saying I should call the Miracle Man if I want to get a certain car and just say what he thinks about it? No.
No,
no, don't call me. If you do, I'd possibly tell you, get an American-made car, get a GM car or something like that. Yes, Dad, if you're listening, I love you.
He gives you things, but you just always put him first.
But you gotta put him first.
Yep.
Ultimately, you gotta put him first.
Idolatry comes in, then you gotta repent.
Because then you gotta repent of your idolatry, whatever it is that you're idolizing, whether it be car idolatry or something else, whether it be
money,
even a person.
A person, right? A person, boy.
Oh. Even if it's a spirit-filled pastor.
Yeah.
You should not idolize a human.
No.
Nope. Period.
Our flesh tries to do that and take us away from our eyes off of him.
Thankful
for his word to keep our eyes on him, boy.
Because our word will help. Because the word of God helps us keep our eyes.
Yes.
On him. Like what we sang tonight, listeners, about like how we fix our eyes on the one who overcame.
Yes.
You know what that means? Fix your eyes on Jesus.
Yes.
Don't fix your eyes on all this other stuff. Don't fix your eyes on constant negative news.
Right.
On MSDNC. On MSDNC.
Yeah.
On ABC's of fake news. On constant horse manure news.
Fake news.
When you say, why'd you call it fakes and not Fox? Because depending on who's on there, it can be fake news.
Yeah, a bunch of people talking and you're listening to them.
And people will sit there and watch it and think that they have all the answers.
Oh.
No, they don't have all the answers. They'll used to be they just report the news.
Now they will get
the opinions of every expert.
Yep.
They'll be like, what do you say?
Oh.
What do you see? Yeah. What do you see? What do you, like, and like they want the, it's almost like they ask for the expert to be a prophet.
Yeah. Let me, exactly.
Like they'll be like, and if you see right, your eyes are fixed on him. Yeah. You got to fix your eyes on him and not on...
Yeah, not fake news. Get on the facts in the Bible.
Not on the fake news media, whatever.
Love that.
Or even if it's a conservative source, you know, don't be fixing your eyes on them, looking for them to be the prophet, your prophet. No, let your pastor be, you know. You see, my pastor is also a prophet. Not every pastor is a prophet, though.
Mm-hmm.
So
he fixes your eyes on the Lord. That's his job.
On the Lord, you know, and he prophesies, and he sees things. And there's times, and there's, you know, he doesn't say, tell us all everything he sees, because some of what he'll do, you know, what a prophet will do is like he's like in the business arena or whatever, different things like that. And that might be, you know, so there's things that he might see and know that he'll never tell us, but ultimately you should not be doing things that God said not to do and breaking commandments. Because when you're doing that, guess what? You're being a fool.
Yep.
And we've been, and all over the book of Proverbs is all kinds of warnings about being wise and not being a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs is chucked full of it. It is loaded with it.
Oh, it's so precious.
You know, and all these things like a faithful man who can find, and different things like that. And these are precious. They're
yes,
golden.
Yes.
And some of your young people might go, well, that's old fashioned. Well, guess what? God's the oldest thing.
It's the same as it was yesterday,
same as it was
today
yesterday,
and tomorrow.
Today and forever.
Yes.
And also, guess what? It's an oldie, but a goodie.
Yeah, the truth is the truth.
The truth is the truth.
Old, new, whatever. Truth is truth, man.
Yeah.
Get in it and fix your eyes.
You know, it's in, you know, the word of God. It's an oldie, but a goodie.
Ew, yeah. Such a goodie.
It really is. That's what they say about, that's what they'll say about some of the oldies.
Oh, yeah.
All these music, and even the hymns. Guess what? These hymns, oldies but goodies.
Oh yes, love old hymns.
I think of pastors told this story before. One time our worship leader, was up there on a Sunday, and he says, "Okay, pastor wants us to do some of these old hymns." And he said, old hymns, pastor could tell, you know, some of the older people, you know, they were singing with it and that, but some of the young people were like, what?
Mm.
What? They're like, what? Who? What is it? Like, they might be like, well,
yeah.
I guess I can learn it, but what? Yeah. You're throwing this on us?
Yeah.
What? And then, like I'm sure they're kind of giving that look of what?
Oh yeah, what?
But then like pastor didn't say it from the pulpit that service by any means, but he was telling the story.
Yeah.
And then he waited a few more Sundays and he's like, now Craig, he didn't say this part, he didn't say that to Craig to the pulpit either, but he's like, now Craig, let's do that again. But this time, let's not call him old. So he said, okay, we're going to sing hymns. You know who really got into it more so? The young people.
Oh,
yeah, it worked.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
It worked.
That's wonderful. His word don't come back void. It
doesn't
alive,
come back
void.
It was because he called it. Oh,
yeah,
the first time is why it didn't work, and because they decided old, or if you would have said older than your grandpa, that would have been a way to just make him fall asleep.
Yeah, that'd be done for.
Then it'd be like, you know, the young people would just lay down and fall asleep.
or an invasion, that'd be a good way to just quiet that sanctuary so much. We're about to sing some songs that are older than your grandpa. Some of the youth leaders might know and might just, you know, but the youth. What?
Old? We want new and hip-hop, da-da-da-da-do. But it ended up talking to their, they liked it, huh? That's great.
Yeah, they did.
That's what's up.
Heavenly Father, thank you that we would get this words in our hearts. We would realize that it really does pay to serve you. And help us, Lord God, to fix our eyes upon you as we go through this life and not fix our eyes on all this other stuff and have all these different focuses and like to where it gets where we just live so carnal that we don't necessarily trust in you, that we think this other stuff is more important than you. Help us not to do that, Lord, in your name, and instead put you first. And to be those who actually do it, put you first. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, in terms of sports, we got championship weekend in the NFL, not Super Bowl weekend. That's a couple weeks later. But first, you got the AFC championship game. You have the Baltimore Ravens taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. In Baltimore, when I think about this game, you have the Chiefs, who are the defending Super Bowl champs. On the NFC side, we're getting there. But I mean, so when I think about it, my honest prediction, Ravens, 30, hail to the Chief, 24. All right, the one you've been waiting for, 2023 NFC Championship game, 14-5.
Whoa.
Detroit Lions taking on the San Francisco 49ers in Santa Clarita, California, right outside San Francisco. Keep in mind, this is the first time that the 49ers have been in this game since 2019. Now for Detroit, it's their first time in this game since 91.
Nice.
When I look at this game, and I look at it, I look at it and I go, if we have a Detroit team that goes out there, plays its best, not making all kinds of mistakes, not having all kinds of incomplete passes, avoiding penalties, we can beat anybody.
Yeah.
If we have this kind of game where Jared Goff decides to go out there and be Jared off, where he starts throwing passes and they're being incomplete. Your receivers aren't passing and Goff's just not throwing them right. Seth looks, throws it away. It falls. And all that kind of stuff. If Goff is doing that, it could be over kind of quick. So honestly, it depends. It depends on Goff. Depends on the running backs. I think that the Lions want this. I think they really want to, you know, to see the team do something that is, you know, to see the team make the Super Bowl, which the Lions have never made the Super Bowl. And so when I, my honest prediction, Roaring Lion, 28,
49ers 23.
Oh.
The Lions will win 28-23. It will be close. Honestly, it will be close, but they'll find a way.
Yes.
They'll get it done.
Yes.
Might even be last second for all I know. But guess what? They're going to get I honestly feel like they're going to get it. They're going to get it done.
Me too.
And then and you say, "Oh, are you saying they're going to win the Super Bowl?" About that prediction will come in 2 weeks, assuming we win. Mm-hmm. You know, when we win Sunday, that prediction will come in 2 weeks before the Super Bowl takes place as to whether or not I think we would win the Super Bowl. We have to wait and see.
Yep.
And the NFC, AFC game is 3 o'clock Sunday, and NFC game is 6:30. So, folks, I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. For you, Jesus, you have given your angels round charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug driver, no drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, no fire, no flood. Mm-hmm. A car might crash or a plane might crash tonight, but it won't be you and it won't be yours. Mm-hmm. Someone might get sick. It won't be you. It won't be yours. In the name of Jesus, no sickness, no disease, mm-hmm. None of this evil stuff, no terrorist, none of that will come near us. We're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. And I sure love you.
You too.
And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.